I wonder what Charlie Cameron thinks about that. I'm not sure what his contract status is, but I'm sure he'd like a 10-year extension worth $400 million. And he's playing just about to that level at the moment for the Brisbane Lions. He's been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, pal. 10 years for $400. Would you do it?
Yeah, after the re-signing. That's a huge deal. Wouldn't mind that.
I'll have a chat to Fags and see what I can do for you. Hey, Charlie, you really look like you're enjoying playing footy at the moment. It's nice and it's much easier in a good team, of course, but you look like you're really enjoying playing footy. Is this what's happened since you've been to Brisbane? You've really started to just immerse yourself in life up there, and your footy is a result of all of that?
Yeah, I think, yeah, off the stuff is going pretty well, and then the on the field, I think, just comes naturally. When you have good players around you that make you a lot better, and the coaches that let you go out there and just play on instincts, which is part of my game. And, yeah, I've enjoyed my time up here for the last 3 years.
We were talking about you early this morning, knowing you were coming on, and Whitey mentioned the word destructive. And it's one thing to be an enigmatic player and play well every now and then, but you're doing it really consistently now, and you're changing games. How do you define the way you're playing at the moment? How do you see yourself at the moment?
I try to be damaging, but on the weekend I wasn't, because our tall forwards had the best matchups, because their tallest player was 193, which is Cleary. So I just had to get out of the way and let them go to work, and sometimes it's going to be my week, and then it's not. So I've just got to try and play my role, and I try to get up the ground and keep the ball inside 50 to the big boys. And yeah, I think when the opportunity comes, when I get a small matchup, I think Jed views this week. So yeah, it's going to be a good game.
So Charlie, you sort of half answered my question. Do you have a bit of a license to do what you want to do, or is it still a very heavily structured and sort of team rules type situation for you inside 50?
Oh, I think. Forward coach Jedicott, you just said just keep changing your positions to put yourself in a good opportunity to get involved. And I sort of did on the weekend where I get up high and play a little bit deeper. If I got a good matchup, I can. But yeah, I always thought that for me it's just all that changing up positions to give them different looks, because obviously just don't want to play deep the whole time because it's predictable. So if I can get up the ground and beat him back with my speed, and I don't think anyone can go with me with my speed at the moment. So that's the key thing. But yeah, like I said, I just got to make the most of my opportunities.
We're so excited we're talking to you, because I've said this a few times. You are the most exciting player, I think, in the competition to watch. It's just awesome watching you play the way you're playing your footy at the moment. But I'm interested to know, who do you enjoy watching play, and who have you sort of emulated your game on sort of growing up, but also now you're a bona fide AFL star? Who are the ones that have inspired you to be the player you are?
Yeah, I've got three players sort of in my position. One of my favourite players, Toby Green.
Yeah, okay.
And Dugowie and Jamie Elliott. I watch them when they play against the players and coming up the week. I just watch them and see what they do to that player. I just try and take a little bits out of their game and take it in mind. So, yeah, I think those are the three players that I really love watching.
Fantastic. That's really interesting. Really, really interesting. And the player you've become at Brisbane, did you always have the confidence that you could be this sort of player? We saw glimpses of it at Adelaide, but as I said, you've become a genuine star. What changed with you? Was it just genuine sort of natural maturity, or was there a trigger?
Well, I think when I was at Adelaide, I think I was behind a lot of good players and sort of play up the ground and sort of try and be that pressure player. And then I took a lot of, out of their games with Tex, Josh, Eddie, Tom Lynch, and then just taking bits of their game out and then bring it to Brisbane. I guess it helped me mature a little bit more. I think it took me a while at Adelaide, but as soon as I got to Brisbane, I thought here's an opportunity now where I can have the opportunity to play deeper and be a focal point in our forward forward line, and made the most of my opportunities when it comes, when the matchup comes, try and make the most of it, and I've enjoyed it up here. Like I said, I try and take bits out of each player that I come against.
You play like a player, Charlie, that has always played forward. And I'm not sure if you were a bigger kid back in the old days and it stopped, like sort of I experienced, which is a bit of a setback because you think you're going to be sent half back and you end up being a rover. Or did you play in the midfield because you were a really talented, clearly a very talented player? Where did you spend most of your time as a kid?
Oh, basically, I was a rugby league fan. So while I was doing boarding school in Brisbane, my parents were WA, and once I finished school, I moved to WA. So I started playing AFL Sicily when I was 18. So, just played forward most of my time in the Waffle in Perth. Yeah. And then, that's it. And through state 18, played forward as well.
Yeah, right. And you sound to me, even though you started at 18, you sound to me like a bit of a footy head. You mentioned Tom Cleary's height before. You spoke about your matchup coming up this week, and it's only Tuesday. You talked about three current day players here you sort of admire. Are you a footy head?
I think I have to start learning my players and how they play and who I want to be like pretty early. And I do that midweek and watch games. So I like watch vision of players and try and get the best out of myself. And obviously, we've got a Thursday night matchup game, so I've already done my homework on it. And Jed Buse and I'm looking forward to it. I think that's where you can take your game to another level by just watching players and how they play, and then you go out there and then you already know what they do, and it's just playing on instincts after that.
And it changes for the Lions. Obviously, you've been brilliant the last 4 weeks or since the resumption, but you've now you've got to hit the road and you leave Brisbane. How's that all going to go? Is that a good thing to sort of change it up a bit, or what's your feelings on that now?
No, I think I'll probably get a lot different to most of the other players. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting, but I think all the boys haven't really saying about any negative stuff, saying like, oh, do we have to go? I think they're just looking forward to it. We just adapt as players when we go up there, go to Sydney, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. What's best for the game at the moment, and we're going to do that. I guess there's a lot of people that are going through hard times at the moment, so plus just playing away for 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, that's okay for me, I guess.
And will your skipper be joining you?
I think so, yeah. He trained on the weekend, so he said he felt pretty good. And because we have a short turnaround because we played Sunday, then we played Thursday night. So I think we're just going to fly to Sydney tomorrow. We have training tomorrow morning, so I think he looks pretty good. So I think it's just up to how he feels and the coaching staff, yeah. But hopefully he does play a big game Thursday night against the Cats.
Yeah, it is. A very big one. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of revving of the handlebars. That's what we're looking forward to seeing, Charlie. Where did that come from?
I found some internet in America and sort of like just took the revving there and then just did it. And I guess it's just stuck there and now everyone's loving it. And now I've got like the baby shark.
Yes.
And I found something on the internet. It's like a Washington National baseball player. So when he goes to the mound to bat, like they have a song, every player has a song, and but he'd had the baby shark and he had the whole crowd doing the baby shark. So I thought, if I kick a goal, I'll hopefully kick some more, and then hopefully the crowd does it, and they did it. The crowd was getting involved on the weekend.
Well, they love your energy, and we love the way you play, and we love the way the Brisbane Lions are playing at the moment too. So good luck to you. Hopefully there's plenty more revs of the handlebars this Thursday night against the Cats, and then next week at the Giants Stadium against the Giants. Good luck, Charlie. Nice to have you on.
Thanks, legends. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.